Welcome to another round of Highly Questionable Things led by this woman, Katie Nolan. What do you like on the show today, Katie?
I'm not on my phone. I'm ready for the intro. Let's do it.
We just did it. Dale, papi.
Does tonight's Hall of Fame game count as a real football?
Okay, I know many of you cynics out there are going to say, oh, please knock it off. It's going to be second and third stringers. It's exhibition football. We're not going to see anything, but you're wrong. What you're going to see is Vic bleeping Fangio prowling those sidelines, giving off football, the hint of football, because Vic bleeping Fangio may not have a quarterback, but he's got confidence in Vic bleeping Fangio. I'm here for all things football. This is like a new season. It should be a new season on the calendar. Football starts now. It's here. It's football.
Does a bag of Doritos count as a meal? Technically, no. But when you've been on a Greyhound bus for like 6 hours and you look at a vending machine and it looks like a buffet, it'll do. We're starving.
Yes.
Give me this football.
Please.
There is stuff to watch. There's Vic bleeping Fangio, which is his legal middle name. And then there's, you know, not going to be starters, but when your starter is a 34-year-old Joe Flacco, it's not a bad idea to take a look at the other options. We're going to see if Drew Lock is a quarterback, even though Vic bleeping Fangio just said that he's not yet. That'll be exciting. And don't forget, there's new pass interference rules. You can challenge that now, which is interesting, and we'll see how much that slows down the game. I'm excited.
About the arguing we're going to do in about 3 months when one of those penalty calls goes the wrong way. That means football is on its way. Fewer stupid videos on this show because we have actual heroin content.
Football. 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 Football! 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 Football!
It's gonna break. Yep.
Are you happy or sad for Tom Brady that he can't imagine doing anything else in life?
I know many of you hate Tom Brady because it seems like he has caught every break and is still doing winning as Peyton Manning exists on ESPN Plus. Not that that's a bad place to exist, you understand.
We love it.
And here's Tom Brady coming off of a championship, forever young, still in the league and still at the top of the league. And he has done that, arrived there because he loves his craft, takes care of his body in unusual ways, even involving a doctor who might not be a doctor, and also has applied himself to this craft with such mastery that it's come to the lopsided detriment of almost everything else in his personality. He's football and a father. And when you take away football, what's going to be left is a guy who looks in the mirror and has 40 years left, maybe, or he might still be in the league at 70, doing it still.
I am thrilled for Tom Brady that he can't imagine doing anything else in his life because I don't need him to be. You would only be sad if the person, like, there are plenty of people out there who only want to do one thing. It's all they can picture themselves doing, and they suck at it. I'm sad for those people. Tom found the thing he's good at, and that's it. I love a one-dimensional superstar. I don't want you to be complicated. Go throw football, and then when you're done throwing football, don't throw football anymore. I don't need you to do anything else.
He's never going to be done throwing football,
exactly,
though. He's going to be leading them on a last-second drive through his funeral into the end zone.
He's going to play football until he becomes a senior citizen.
I hope so.
In about 3 years.
Oh, that's
bang.
That's mean.
Should Red Sox fan feel better knowing that Rick Porcello is frustrated, too?
Katie Nolan should not feel good about the number of Boston heartbreak stories we insert in the show.
Every day.
Exclusively to bother her, no matter where we have to find them. Now we go to the Red Sox dugout to find them because Porcello's given up 6 runs, 9 hits. Their pitching's not good enough. And he just broke some electronic equipment that probably was expensive with his hands. That's always dumb when you're a multi-million dollar arm who throws with that hand. But I understand his frustration, Katie. That team's not near good enough.
Okay, that's fine. First of all, there should be some blame placed on what a dumb spot to put 2 televisions. That is a place that famously you like slap on your way down into the, that is a dumb place to put 2 TVs. You're asking for it. But what's even stupider is that was after the first inning. He had to go back out there and he sucked even worse. So did that help? No. And don't show that you're that frustrated after 1 run and then proceed to let up. We're upset about it. But as I promised earlier this week, boots on the ground in Boston, I texted my mom what she thinks about Porcello. She said, Jesus, What a nightmare. So that's how they feel in Boston about Rick Porcello.
I bet that that's the way people feel when they see me on TV.
Oh, that's
yes.
not true.
Yes, no, yeah. it is true. Oh, it is true. Yeah, oh, no, yeah. it's true. I don't understand them.
I don't understand.
What a terrible job that subtitles lady has. No, no, they get real mad at him.
Are you ready to hand the title to the Astros?
They're very good, and they were very bad for a long time, sort of historically bad, and they have been able to replenish themselves without needing the kind of money necessarily that the Yankees use or that the Dodgers use. Now they get Zach Greinke at the trade deadline. Yankees are getting ripped. Brian Cashman's getting ripped because he couldn't get Greinke, even though there's a no-trade clause that he had that wouldn't send him to New York. So now he joins Houston, and this team that has been bad for a long time knows just how to get better in increments with a Verlander and a Greinke, and it's going to be hard to beat them. You can beat any team in a seven-game series in baseball. It's random, but they're going to be good for a long time because they're young and they're run right now.
Well, and what's fascinating about the Astros is they don't seem afraid to take their prospects and turn them into something that will help them right now. A lot of the league seems to want to hoard their prospects and plan for the future at the expense of what's happening on the field today. But in the last 23 months, the Astros have turned 11 prospects into Verlander, Cole, and now Greinke. And that is three of the, what, eight best pitchers in terms of ERA over the last two seasons, which is incredible and very useful and fascinating to watch. Now, with all that said, I think the Red Sox are still going to make a run for it and going to win the title this year.
There was no confidence in that. Look at her body slink into the seat. She's scared of her own opinion. Look at it.
I
put it in slow motion. She's scared of what she just said. She doesn't mean it.
Go Sox. Do damage.
She blamed the televisions for Porcello's outing, for being there.
That's a bad spot for a TV.
Time to play the game that can't work by a cute pupper without stopping to pet. Wait a second.
You give us topics and events, we pet the pupper.
We got it just right.
Do you question if Calvin Anderson is uniquely talented?
He is a Jets offensive lineman, and we will find out together whether this is a unique talent. I do not know what this talent is.
Huh. Rubik's Cube. Behind the back Rubik's Cube.
Oh, wow. And there's no tampering with the video. This is real. This is a legitimate skill, isn't it?
I don't know.
To be able to do it without seeing it? I don't even that's, know. That to seems me like
makes,
magic.
Yeah, that to me makes it seem like it's not as much of a skill as it's like memorization. How is it possible to solve it without looking at it?
I spent 9 years only able to get 1.5 sides. 9 years of my childhood dedicated in this. This giant comes out here and does it this way, near
what?
His butt.
How did he know he was done?
Unbelievable.
This is what, this, look, people do these a lot to prove, like, look how smart I am, I can do a Rubik's Cube. But if you're not looking at it, then it actually makes me think it's more of like a trickery thing. How did he know he was done?
Again, 1.5 sides. Spent 9 years fiddling with the magical box there. 1.5 sides, the yellow and the blue.
Can you just give him a little pat on the back? I can't reach.
You think that is impressive? Look at this kid.
Oh, is this the 2 seconds kid? Is this the kid?
What
is? Oh, no, that isn't the...
Excuse me?
It's not the 2 second kid. It's the juggling...
Excuse me?
No, you've got to be kidding me. This is the greatest athlete in the history of the sport.
Excuse me? Look at their get... Wow.
This is the craziest thing I've ever seen. Why was this not higher in the show? You've got to be kidding me. He is better and better. Better, 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 bigger and better than Michael Jordan is what I was trying to say. Sure, of course.
Do you question if a box jumping record is a goat or a fullback?
Okay, the greatest box jumping story I've heard, Adrian Peterson at Oklahoma told by Bob Stoops that he could jump very high on these boxes with 2 60-pound dumbbells in each hand. Let's see what we have here with these plyometric boxes.
Excuse me?
64.5 inches. How did he do that? Yeah. How did he do that?
Okay, but why did he do that?
I mean, that's another good question.
For what purpose?
All right, Katie, what can you do with this skill? You can jump 64.5 inches, but we don't know if you can catch. We don't know if you can dribble. We don't know if you can tackle.
I would argue we do know, because if he could do any of those things,
oh, that's true.
He probably would be doing them.
He would be scoring and doing that in NBA games.
So not to downplay it, that is incredible, and Dan and I will never be able to do it.
That's right.
But we now know just how bad you are at sports.
Okay, and that wasn't downplaying it at all.
Box jumps can be dangerous.
Oh, that's true. Uh-oh. It is true.
Horton, going for a new PR.
Oh, no. What sucks is that he did it. It was just a failure of equipment. He did it. That's incredible. You did it. But those Jane Fonda workout things just right over.
Not a success.
Do you question who won this third down?
We lead all of ESPN history in going out to the Philippines to cover Terrence Jones, the former Houston Rocket. Now, he might soon be a Rocket again, but the last time we checked in with him, this is what was happening.
Now, look at the left hand of Terrence Jones.
He does this, and then it escalates. The whole thing escalates from there.
That guy's flopping, and he didn't need to.
And now this is, right, that's illegal. That is not allowed.
And Dennis Schultz wants a piece of the beast.
Yeah. And then this guy feels like you won, even though when you get clotheslined like that, that's usually not a victory.
Look how happy he is with himself.
Yeah, shaking those nipples. Let's see what else we have here. Let's see what else we've got from Terrence Jones.
He's not going to like that.
I mean, this number five, he has got a problem with Terrence Jones's navel, and he is going to get face to face with it and tell that navel all about it.
I don't know. I think you win the stare down if you're the small guy to even do it in the first place.
Yes.
He went right up to him and was like, that's right. And then you can kind of see him realize, like, no, I'll go. Okay.
Except we don't have any proof that Terrence Jones actually even saw the small man.
It's true.
When it comes to a stare downs, I am still undefeated.
He is undefeated.
Oh,
it is.
Really?
He's got a run of, I know, since my childhood. 50-year run. I've never seen him lose. You're not going to beat him. You can't beat him. Forevermore. On a loop.
Has he blinked yet?
No. He never blinked. I told you you're rude. You know how you lost? We all lost. We just took 30 seconds of your televised life.
Until he blinks, we stay on.
He could stay on it for the rest of the month into Monday Night Football.
His eyelids twitching a little bit.
Is it?
But he's not blinking.
Tommy,
what is happening?
Is he turning red?
No, not yet. He hasn't even smiled. He did it. He blinked.
Can't close my eyes.
He blinked.
He blinked.
Do you question if this was fun for the skateboarder?
Rarely on this show is it fun for the skateboarder, but usually when it's not fun for the skateboarder, it ends up being fun for us. So what do we have here?
Oh,
I mean, that looks like fun right there.
Puppy.
Yeah.
One puppy.
Okay, that's less fun. See, now that is a disaster.
Oh, he's a good boy.
He was using the foot, but he was betrayed by his friend there. Selfish, and now he rides off into a swamp of some sort. Because this first lady can't take care of her pets because she's too busy making videos.
I like this dog much better.
Oh,
what dog?
More dogs!
What dog?
Lenny. Nope. What? I don't like that.
No,
that makes me very uncomfortable.
No, that's haunting. It's creepy.
No, I don't like that. That's Uncanny Valley.
Okay, and here's where the lie falls apart. It's not that he knew how to ride that thing or she. It's that basically somebody just put a plant on a dog's back and forced it to crash land.
That is nature being like, get back on all fours where you're supposed to be.
Time to play the game that is a world-class spy. See? Oh, no.
Does that make any sense to anybody? Why would it be a world-class spy? You tell us what to watch on TV tonight. We tell you if we're intrigued.
Tonight on Fox Sports Midwest, Cubs and Cardinals.
Oh, Poppy, you like this Cardinals pitcher. What's his name? You like saying his name.
Miles Mikolas.
Yeah, Mikolas is hitting here instead of pitching. He's usually pitching, but here he's hitting. He's bunting, swinging away. Says the announcer. Miles Mikolas, look at this.
What happened?
And now let's see this from another angle. And what we learn is it is cheating.
Oh,
Miles Mikolas is a cheater. You just saw it yourself. That is not allowed.
Wow.
Baseball cheater.
Keep him out of the hall.
Miles Mikolas. Oh, come on. He made it worse.
Wow,
it worse with that mustache.
Wow.
Katie.
I've never gone back and forth on see or no so many times. I'm like, no, I don't watch cheaters, but man, that mustache.
I'm confused. I think I'm with the mustache, too. I changed my mind. Poppy, are you intrigued?
Oh, see, I'm very intrigued, but that's not the big deal. That's not the slap. This is a slap.
Oh, no,
a
don't
slap?
Think what I think it's.
Yeah.
Oh, this is
slap.
A slap.
That's right. Bang.
Bang.
Sorry, did the hat spin around on his head?
It did. It was already spun, evidently, from the previous engagement.
It was already in a bad angle.
Yeah, with his face, it just spins on his head. It's part of the.
Oh. Yikes.
Tonight on Fox Sports Southeast, Reds and Braves.
No, but let's revisit the other day here where the Reds ended up in this giant fight. And during that fight or before that fight or just after that fight, Yasiel Puig was traded. But Jesse Winker plays on the Reds, and he finds out in an unusual way.
Puig's going to the Indians.
What?
Puig's going to the Indians.
We sent Trammell to the Padres. Three-team deal, Trammell.
He should be allowed to have an iPhone out there so he could look up stuff for real. Katie, are you intrigued?
I'm not going to watch it. I'm going to watch football. I already told you I'm desperate. I need it. I'm fiending.
We all
but
do.
But good Poppy. For you, Winker.
Yes, congratulations, Winker. We'll see you next time. Football leaves. What about you, Poppy? Are you intrigued?
Oh, see, I'm very intrigued. Well, listen, I feel bad for Yasiel Puig. Very bad for him.
Why?
He has to live in Cleveland now.
That is true. I'm sorry, Yasiel. Honestly, he comes from Cuba. My father escaped to freedom, and he's saying Cleveland. Cleveland's worse.
Tonight on History, Alone, the Arctic.
What's that?
Yeah, we don't like the Arctic around here. My father, many years ago, wanted that beach behind us because we Levitards, we fear things like the Arctic Circle. So here are these contestants. Six of them are remaining. They're cold and alone.
Look, my vision is going blurry.
Six people remain.
My time's running out.
Losing a pound a day, no matter what I do.
My body's feeling it more.
I'm feeling a little lightheaded right now.
I could die tonight.
Whoa!
Thursday at 10 on History.
Look at him. He's terrified. Oh, he hates that. Oh, it hurts him. Katie, are you intrigued?
Yeah, because what does that have to do with history? It's happening right now.
Nothing. It's just cold.
And just, okay, I'll watch it. I'll find out. I'll report back.
Poppy, are you intrigued?
Oh, see, I'm very intrigued. You know where the other contestant went?
Where?
These people, they ate them.
Oh, God.
That's right.
Whoa.
That's a dark turn
toward cannibalism. That's I wasn't expecting that there.
Tonight on TLC UK, Extreme Cheapskates.
Yes.
You did this yesterday, yes. Katie. Yes. You got excited at the beginning, and then he did unspeakably awful, dirty things.
Hold up your
and you were disgusted.
Dan?
All right, go ahead.
Look up.
I shave my head. It's cost efficient. No shampoo, no barber, no conditioner. And on top of that, I look tough.
Yeah, slower, please.
I'm pretty much a sucker when it comes to his... Mom, can you do this for me?
Okay.
No!
They didn't even warn me on that one.
In professional wrestling, body hair in the ring is frowned upon. Wrestlers can pay close to $2,500 a year on hair removal. But by having his mother wax him, Matt gets the same results without spending a dime.
I'm sorry, why do you insist on waxing your whole entire body anyway?
Gotta look like a Greek god.
Greek god.
Yep, all right. For wrestling.
Ready, Greek god?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No future relationship problems I can see. Katie, are you intrigued?
Here's the thing. As an Italian young woman, I've used those are self-waxing strips. You don't need your mom to do that for you.
He did that part for fun.
And it'll be just as cheap.
Could have done it himself.
If you do it alone.
That's right, but it's more disgusting if you do it with mom. That's
still
right.
Still going
to
watch.
She says she wants to watch this. What about you, Gonzo? Are you intrigued?
Oh, see, I'm very intrigued. But listen, don't ask me to do that to your back.
Oh.
It will take me about 3 or 4 weeks to go through that one.
Are we done?
Was he talking to me or Katie? Who was he talking to?
Oh, got him.
That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for watching.
He was talking about Katie.
No, he just said he was talking about you.
He's trying to protect you.
I was really talking about Kate.
I knew it. See? I told you. Yeah!
Why you gotta do
woo! That's right, Poppy.
It's
thank you.
It's just one patch in
thank
the upper
you,
right quadrant. It's weird.
Yeah!